This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker, go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige.
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fatboy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 3-minute rut blocks all day.
3.3. Felipe Esparza. We were talking about that. I was saying, like, you know, these guys travel all over. And it's not just, you know, people say that in interviews. Oh, you go all like, you look at the schedule that you're on, what you're on, like, to know, like, you go from Mohegan Sun to Greenville.
And to Australia, Melbourne.
And to Australia.
Wow. Lucky you.
Which
you,
a lot of comics love going to Australia.
Yeah, man, I always expect, like, you know, is it Orion?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we're live.
Because you start doing stand-up and, like, you think the audience is going to change. You know, every comedian thinks that, how are my jokes going to work here? Should I change the material for them? And I never changed anything. And even when I went to Australia, I thought I was going to be, like, Crocodile Dundee people, you know, people that go in the jungle and eat monkeys and tear up alligators and make fake teeth.
Yes.
I thought I was going to be those type of people, like Crocodile Dundee. But now, man, Latinos.
Really?
Latinos, mate.
Dang.
Órale, down under.
Really?
Dude, the Melbourne was all, like, I would say 85% Australian Latinos.
That's awesome.
What would that accent sound like?
I don't know, man. They said, "Órale, mate, tú sabes, mate."
You know?
It's funny, man. Like, there's a Mexican restaurant over there. And it's called, you know, if you're in America, you know that if you see a Y in between two names, it's E.
Yes.
Like, and
right.
Gomez and Gomez, you know?
Right.
But over there, it's Australia, so they don't know. So the rest of the club, Gomez, why Gomez?
Gomez, why Gomez?
Now, look, I'm not trying to be insensitive, but do you kind of wonder, like,
hey. It's like their Taco Bell. It's supposed to be Gomez y Gomez, but they call it, yo, forget we got the kangaroo tacos that Gomez, why Gomez?
God.
Yeah, man.
Kangaroo
Gomez.
Tacos.
Nah, I'm just making that up, but it's really called Gomez, why Gomez?
Gomez, why Gomez?
Dang.
God, we were in California, and there was a Fat Boy gives me hell about this because I talk like I don't know grammar, you know, like I got the old Southern talk or whatever. But I can spell very well, and I can pick out misspellings very well. But there was this body shop out in California, and it was G and Y. Body Shop. But the "and," they use the whatever the symbol's called. It looks like an S.
Mm. Yeah.
Instead of the plus. So from a distance, it looked like it said "Gay Auto." Yeah. And I don't know if they ever noticed that.
I really don't know if they ever noticed that.
But yeah, you're right. The name Clint. You don't want that to be your name in full caps on a name tag. You don't. From a distance, my old person's going to be like, Clint, the L and the I's too close. It looks like a U.
Whoa.
You don't want that.
What'd you call me?
It's early. It's early, Felipe. It's early.
I'm going to write it. What's all these spelling jokes here, eh?
No. I don't even have a routine. I've done this for 23 years. Okay, so see there.
Are you going?
Dude, I wear them too, man.
Clint.
Yeah, from a different show. That L and I blend in together. Kelly.
He's doing a skit.
That's Noah's doing the prop.
He's doing a beat, dude. He's doing a bit. He's doing a bit.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Hey, so make my day.
Did I fire
three shots or five?
Oh, man.
That's what I'm going to call him now. Every time I see Clint Eastwood.
Do that. Yes. Yes.
Sir, you know what they call you in Greenville?
Oh, no. He's in rules.
Dude, we should ask him about the...
Those dirty son of a...
I think this would be national news. So we have a local fast food restaurant that a lady had sent her food back.
Oh, no, not this again.
They spit in her food, but they served her food out of the trash can, too. This joker over here, as soon as he heard about it yesterday, started puking on the spot.
Been there, done that, man.
What? Really? What does that?
I've been there, done that.
Oh, spitting people's food?
I worked at a fast food place, and you come with that attitude, you're going to get attitude back.
I know. Don't send it back.
Don't send it back. Don't be an idiot. Ooh. I used to work at a place inside a baseball stadium, Dodger Stadium. It was called Yoshinoya, and it was connected to the hot dog stand. So the other side sold hot dogs. And one time this man, he came in, he goes, man, he started yelling at the hot dog guy. And this guy, like, he did like 3 terms in Folsom Prison. And he said, I'm sorry, Hank. This guy wants the hot dog over. He said it was not cooked. Oh, it's not cooked? Okay. And then that guy, he put it back inside his boiling beer batter.
Yeah.
And then he put it back on the grill. Then he kicked it on the floor and he started playing soccer with the two Guatemalan guys. And then he put it back in the grill. And then he personally came out of the all dirty. With his half green and one blue eye. They call him Shamrock from Frogtown.
He's a real person.
This guy's a real Mexican white cholo. Like this guy's all white guy that grew up with Mexicans, and he sounds like a Mexican guy. He goes, give me the hot dog, Holmes. give me the hot dog, Holmes. I'm gonna take care of him right now.
Wow.
And then we gave it back to him. That guy gave him $20.
For and he ate the hot dog and everything.
It was burned, bro. It was crispy the way he wanted it.
And kicked on the floor.
I like the floor dog.
I tried to turn my headphones down. I can still hear him talk.
Oh, don't puke.
Extra spices.
Don't puke again, please.
This guy, Bush doesn't get grossed out by food.
Yeah.
But he gets grossed out by other stuff. Yeah. Like one time I told him
Hey, we got a trash can.
There's this comedian named Mom.
He left the room.
There's this comedian that's cerebral palsy and he's in a wheelchair. He used to be married to Cindy Brady, by the way.
And the
comics will wheel him around. He'll get loaded. And one time his cop, rest in peace, Kane Lopez, he said, bro, he opened up. He told him, can you open my wheelchair? And this guy never opened a wheelchair. He never opened a wheelchair. So this guy opened a wheelchair in front of his face, and then the where he sits down, the little canvas is slapped like, and all that smell went at him.
Oh.
He immediately came back in and started gagging.
Like he went like this. Oh, bro. Like, it's like when you snap a belt, but all that. They came
go
right
outside.
Like
a big outside.
I never throw up. I just gag. Oh, no. It's so gross, dude.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, come to the shows.
Did they serve dinner during the show?
We have a podcast called History for Fools. Check it out on YouTube together. He does this sporadically. When he gets bored, he'll start to bring up stories.
Everyone say your name, though, because
I'm Butch Escobar.
Saul Trujillo.
I'm Saul Trujillo. We're on the show with Felipe.
Sometimes, man, I tell a bro that what's happened. I went to jail, and I had never been in jail, and I remember I was there with all the convicts, and they took us to take all our clothes off. And we already took our underwear off, and we were just with our socks. And then I was there with a homeless guy, and this guy's socks glow in the dark. They glow in the dark, bro. Like this guy left footprints that smell like feet.
Oh, God.
Like, you could track
That's
him.
Enough. That's
he
enough.
He had no teeth.
That's enough.
And we were calling him Leon Stinks because of Leon. And then Leon Feats. Leon everything, right? Because of his teeth.
He stink would knock
and
you
then
out.
We had to hold our socks by our tips. And his finger looked like he was eating Cheetos. And from holding the sock. And the cop said, "Don't shake the sock."
Oh, my God. Ew. Did you have that wide block?
And we were like this.
Yes.
And they were ragging on him. We were ragging on that dude all night. This guy said, "Mr. Man, you gotta keep messing with me. I will take my shoes off right now."
Yeah, dude. Butch good. You good, Butch?
Some guy was passing by selling candy. I said, "Give me $5." And I bought him $5 worth of chocolates. And I told him, "Bro, go sit in the back. Don't take your shoes off for the rest of the day."
When we were in the holding tank, there's one toilet, and they tell you, do not take a dump until you get processed.
You're not allowed to.
Because you will start a fire.
You'll get messed up. You will get messed up.
Man,
okay.
Being processed is probably the worst than being locked up.
It's the worst part of going to jail is processing.
Because you don't know, you're like stuck in limbo. You know, like
purgatory.
Where am I gonna see the judge or am I gonna see prison?
Yeah.
You're gonna be everybody's telling you your charge. You go. They'll go, "What are your charges?" You go, "Oh, there's this. Oh, you're gonna do a long time for that." Everybody wants to scare you.
If you have a warrant for traffic, you know, which is really not serious, don't ever turn yourself in on a holiday, man. Don't ever turn yourself in on Friday. You turn yourself in on Monday morning. You'll be off by Tuesday night.
There you go.
I'm with Pablo. I mean, not Pablo. Freaking Butch.
Yeah. Don't ever turn yourself in, period.
That's what I'm saying.
Man on the run.
Did it once, and now I was sitting there with another guy who did it, and he was all, "Man, I'm never doing this again." I'm like, "Me neither, man."
Oh, man. I was there because I didn't pay my jaywalking ticket because they were catching people in downtown LA, catching them all day, and it rose to $500, and I said, "I'm not going to pay it. This is ridiculous." So I ended up being arrested for a bench warrant for not going to court.
For jaywalking?
Yeah, I didn't go to court for the thing. Oh, I didn't appear nothing. I just let it keep burning.
Were you fat
the trash.
Back then?
Huh?
Were you fat back then?
I was skinny.
Okay.
And,
but don't
I was
you get
years
like
old.
Bitched out in prison for that being why you're there?
We'll get there, bro.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm a heckler.
When we get to the court, there's nothing but convicts in the waiting room.
Right.
Then a clergy guy comes out and goes, "Anybody with a warrant under $2,500 want to plead guilty, you'll be released today." Everybody stood up and said, "Guilty. We're going to get released," right? But before we got released, they brought in all the convicts that need to see the judge today from all over California.
Oh, God.
So we got Folsom, San Quentin showing up.
Oh, wow.
So who's that?
San Quentin Prison. When San Quentin Prison showed up, the darkest people look pale, bro, from being in the shoe, from being locked up forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's these two
Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait. Am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear research backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Mexican guys sat next to me, and they were between me, and then like, and they were wearing red wristbands, and I didn't know what that was. Till later on, bro, some black dude, he was looking for zigzags, and then I reached out to give him one, and that Mexican dude, he grabbed my hand and he put it in my pocket for me. And he goes, don't even look at him, Holmes. Don't even look at him. Don't even talk to him. Don't even look their way. Just stay right here and don't even move. And I just stood there the whole time with him like this. I didn't even eat my apple. I didn't do that. Every time they got up, I went to go eat with them. Yeah. Then my friend told me, who are those guys, bro? Those two guys are murderers.
Oh, my God.
He goes, they're here for traffic court, but those red bands they were wearing... They're lifers. They're doing 20. They're gonna get 25 to life.
So that's what that would mean, like the teardrop kind of thing.
They have a teardrop. They had the wristbands.
But I'm saying is that the all inclusive.
The all inclusive.
They're probably get that later when they graduate.
Yes, I know what you mean. I just came from a resort.
They're going to resort.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Can I show you? Oh, not show you, but can I tell you something I saw that reminded me of you? And I don't know if I should do it or not. This might put you in a bad way, to be honest with you.
Oh, I'm trying to think of something quick-witted to say, but I can't. It's late in the show.
I will say, this is public information, what I'm about to tell you.
Oh,
but,
God.
But I'm not going to say the name of the place.
I paid those taxes, dude.
Oh, not that.
No. Don't be reading them lean. No, I don't have any leans. Just that gangster.
You mentioned a restaurant you went to recently, and I think you said you liked it. Like, it was you liked the food, it was a good time, whatever. So... I recognized it when I saw it because I remember you talking about it. Well, that restaurant just got named as getting a not a letter grade as far as there's no DHEC anymore. So whoever inspects these restaurants that gives out the door grades. Yeah. Remember I told you the
Wait,
one.
Wait, there's no DHEC anymore? No. Trump get rid of DHEC?
Yeah.
What?
I don't remember if he did it federally or if it was a state level, but there's no DHEC.
Oh.
So it all falls under some other...
When I vote today, I need to know which governor is going to bring back DHEC. I think we need DHEC.
Remember I told you the one I went to, there was a C on the door, but I thought it was for like... because it was orange. I thought it was a Clemson C. I'm like, okay, whatever. No. That was the rating. It was a C.
I remember that because I thought you were just telling a joke, and then you went back the next time and took a picture of it again.
Oh, I was like, oh, no. Well, I remember the place you mentioned, and there was only two mentioned publicly here within the past week.
When you say they didn't get a letter grade, it meant they wouldn't even give them an F or
no, they got a letter grade, but they got a C.
Well, that's average.
Well, yeah, but all right, here's the thing.
I don't ever see those on restaurant doors anymore. Is it I guess with it not being a law that they're not mandated to put that up?
I feel like they have to, though.
But by God, gas stations got to do a wall with the word cancer on it when you walk in.
Yeah, you got to sign the
beers
little thing.
Over there, like, yep, burp. cigarettes are like cancer, scream.
Okay, so it says South Carolina DHEC was dissolved and replaced by two separate agencies.
Oh, wow. That's
so
weird.
This would fall under, I guess, public health.
Yeah, well, Jesus Christ. Don't you think that's necessary?
Here's where I'm going to let you decide.
I'm going to start eating at home now.
You might be better off. I want to tell you a few of the violations.
Tell me that, but don't. Okay, you're definitely not going to say the name of the restaurant.
I will say it is public information. I won't say it, but it is public information if you want to go look it up.
God, don't.
But you'll know what I was talking about because it was one of the last restaurants that you mentioned. Okay. Here's one of the violations. They found no refrigeration and food was sitting at unsafe temperatures.
No refrigeration?
They said no refrigeration.
Like they got coolers?
Well, it said that alone got them shut down for a day. So they had to get that figured out. Various seafood items were held at improper temperatures, including raw food items touching other food items that weren't raw. Like they were mixed. Co-contaminated, I guess you could say. Cross-contaminated.
Co-contaminated.
No hot water in the kitchen, which, you know, that could be a small snafu with plumbing or whatever. I don't know.
It all just happened at the same time.
Dirty ice machine.
Oh.
They dinged this one place for a lot.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something. I've talked about years ago, and this is years and years. I mean, I've worked here 20. God bless.
Yeah, it's been that long?
Oh, my God. It's my 25th year.
Yeah. Look at that. I'm creeping up on 20. Not that anybody here cares.
So, yeah, I don't care. And certainly Joe from Venezuela or whatever, he doesn't care. He's like, get to a joke.
Oh, you do too much personal stuff, man.
I had to be told at a restaurant that I worked at, hey, you need to clean the ice machine. I was like, what do you mean? They're like, they've never told you how to do it. I'm like, no. And there's like, there's this thing. So, you know, it's there's this filter that's in there. And boy, when I pulled that thing out.
Was it mold?
It was as rough, black as these walls in here.
I am not kidding.
And I drank out of that damn ice machine every day.
Well, here's the thing. Like when they say they put a little sub comment, not only was the ice machine dirty, but it said it had soiling inside.
What does that mean, dude?
Is that
like
what that is?
Mulch? Or like urine?
I don't know which one it is.
When I say I soiled my pants, you assume that I released myself into them, not that I got dirt on my knees, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
so
somebody took a whiz in there. God dang, man. What the hell?
It's going to get a little worse.
I trust no one.
It says expired food still being served. Dressings and sauces were well past their discard dates, but still being served. Microbial growth inside the cooler, in an unused cooler.
Well, if it's unused, who cares?
Now, here's where, okay. Food store.
You know what I'm doing right now? I'm playing the last 2 months of me going out to dinner in my mind to try to think of where this at. You've already given one clue.
Yeah. I was trying not to say certain types of foods, but again, it's public. But they were saying food stored on the floor. They stored food on the floor, dude. And it said, this might be the worst one. I kind of don't want to tell you.
Like, do is anyone listening right now and they're like, who? No big deal. Or am I just that big of a puss that I'm sitting here all like, look at my arms. I'm all folded up right now. I'm bent over.
Well,
like,
when I tell you the next one, it might put you over. It says more than one employee, including the chef / cook, there were observed multiple instances going between tasks, preparing food, and going off-site, for whatever that means, without washing their hands in between, or wearing any kind of protective gloves or whatever. Multiple instances of not washing hands.
So that could, off-site, that could mean off out of the kitchen, meaning like to the bathroom or out back to smoke or vape. Do you see people are vaping insulin now? Do you see this?
I saw Vupu's up there.
Wow, man. Wow.
Not washing hands and preparing food, dude.
Yeah, but just like that's wild. How did
some of these foods are meant to like be eaten raw?
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas, to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Not cooked.
But not off the floor and ice machines food that had whiz in them.
So I don't know if... I don't have an update if
that's not a way to protest ice, people, by taking urines inside of restaurant ice machines. That's not the way to protest.
I don't know how long you get to correct this stuff when they come out, but I know they got to release this stuff, but when you see that letter on the door, you're like, eh.
Or when... And how did this come across your... is it just on the news or on a news website?
It was on the local news website, but wasn't really featured on the TV cast.
Okay.
So you had to go to the Facebook page.
So most, yeah.
Actually, Facebook, that's where it was.
Wow.
Now, there are only two local restaurants that got the C's, but...
You know, if they're going to do facial recognition on us, where they can tell from a distance, you know, how much we make and our social and all this stuff, we should be able to scan the front door of a damn restaurant and find out all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Do you want to go back and ask this chef, like, why were you juggling your nuts before you served my food?
God bless, man. That's not... I mean, I like...
Oh.
Yeah.
They got to put it out because it's public, but, like, this is it for some people. You get one impression, and that's it.
And here's... You're absolutely right, because after we go to break and I walk over and you... Well, I'm not walking over. You can just tell me. And you tell me who it is, I will never, ever, ever go there again. And that's just...
It's like
when you get cheated on. Like, you go back with that person, you're a fool.
Dude, it's in a spot where it's, like, highly competitive.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, actually, let me walk over there and we'll get my reaction. You point to it.
Let's see if we're going.
Okay. Are you...
Right there. You see it? Oh, it even brings
up. Oh, my God. My God. Bless.
That's 75.
Brad Pitt ain't there with me.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best. Damn. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
And don't shoot Bogart all that funny. Share it with us. You can tag me at O Matthew. Yeah, really. That is O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. O Matthew.
You can tag me, Fatboy933.
Now, back to the damn audio. It's hard to get people to go to church these days. It's even harder to get the young kids to go because they're like, oh, I want to stay home and FaceTime.
You got
to
bribe them, and it's vacation Bible school season, too.
I see the signs everywhere. I was like, oh, man, I miss the pizza parties. I really do. I love
that. We used to hit those every week for like 2 months.
Yeah. Pizza parties?
Churches used to coordinate with each other. I don't know if they do that anymore.
Where they would like send flyers for theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they do it anymore because it's like, oh, Lord, what if the kids start wanting to go to that church and they bring their parents and then we lose that offering money?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You would rarely have two on the same week. Just didn't happen much.
Yeah, VBSs, man.
What kind of pizza did they serve?
It was probably Little Sleezers.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
But, you know, when
Domenico's.
When you're a kid and it's a pizza party. It's like, I remember I went to a kid's that I was friends with, his church's revival, because they were having said pizza party. And they had the pizza party before VBS started. So I went to the pizza party, and then I called my mom and said, hey, I ate too much pizza. Come get me. She's like, no.
You going to stay.
You ate their pizza. You going to stay and make their crafts with popsicle sticks into a crucifix, and then I'll get you.
Dude, that one summer, I had like 10 glitter shirts just from VBS.
Really?
Because we would make shirts.
And then you get everybody to sign it at the end of it on the back. Oh, it's the days. All right, let's start with this one. As I was saying, it is hard to get the youth in there. So, but, you know, one thing about kids, they like the music. They like the music. They like the dancing. Would you go to this youth church?
Did you know that God loves a good party? God loves a good party. The angels break out their party hats. God is lavish. God loves a good party. So, let's party.
Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop.
No, that would get him in.
Make me twerk.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you should twerk for the Lord.
He told twerk for the Lord.
No.
This might get him in, too.
What is your personal philosophy of rehabilitation? So, my personal philosophy of rehabilitation...
It's like a fart laughing.
It is. It's what people say.
It's dumb. Laughing out of the bottle.
I'm a professional. What?
I guess some.
Does it make you hurt hearing it?
I'm going to go play for the geese outside and see what they do to me.
They'll crap more than they crap now outside.
They'll start laughing with him, and you'll be like, wow, y'all
Come
laugh
on,
like that lady.
All together.
Something down here straight.
Bless her heart.
It sounded like Bill Murray warming up for his concert.
Oh, you better not let him hear.
May I take the rein once again?
I wish you would.
This is the one where I think that, one set of my one grandpa died when I was a year old. The other one, that was the house that smelled like what, Fat Boy?
Bengays and farts.
Right. Mm-hmm. It did. It had a very odd smell to it. Not really a church-going grandmother, but now the other side, Mary's parents, obviously, you know, he was a deacon. She was, the volunteer for all these things, my grandmother. But I like when old people cuss. I think it's really funny. I also think it's funny when, like, a couple's been together for, like, what looks to be, like, 65-plus years. And they're at a birthday party, and Grandpa knows the camera's on, so he decides to say something kind of
silly,
misogynist about women his bride sits beside him. And you are sure you edited this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Alcohol has so many female hormones in it. Once you drink too much, you can't drive, and you start talking nonsense.
You know that you are a f***ing bastard, right?
she just turns real slow and looks at him.
She looks like Della Reese. He looks like Grady from Sanford and Son.
Not from The Outdoors.
No.
From Sanford and Son.
Grady's Outdoors.
Yeah. Shout out.
Wait a minute. It took me a minute. I thought you were talking about the John Candy movie. Great Outdoors.
Oh, no, not that one.
You're
talking about Grady's. Grady's Outdoors. That's Grady Jarrett that owns that, right?
I think it is, actually.
Yeah.
You know, we did the HR training videos. No, stop tape after discussion.
Yeah, that's okay.
I found them. Like, I found a box of them, but I've never heard from somebody who's actually been in one. So this is our,
one of the featured actors.
This is our buddy Griff Reaper from Instagram.
I didn't know Griff did some acting work.
Well, this is the hot sauce and the peppers and everything. The Griff Reaper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's his side work. He's actually a security man at night.
Oh, wow.
So he was in a training video because this actually happened. They turned it into a learning tool.
Oh, wow.
And just like, I feel bad for you, Griff, because you got assaulted at work verbally.
Oh, no.
And, you know, what would you do if you were in his position?
Let's listen.
Hey, what you doing up so late?
Oh, couldn't sleep, you know.
Yeah, this night watch duty. For the birds. Hey, my friend, you're hanging out of your shorts there.
Oh. How did that happen?
Leave it out. Doesn't offend us.
Yeah, it might make staying up this late all worthwhile.
Well, the night isn't getting any younger.
Stop tape for discussion.
Griff, I'm sorry, buddy.
Which one was he? Wow. Was he the one that pointed that the guy was hanging out?
No, he was the one that was hanging out.
He was hanging out.
And the guy told him to...
So when that saucy music starts to play, we can't see what's happening.
I know.
The guy told him to stay out.
Oh, leave it there.
He said, leave it out. Doesn't offend us.
Yeah, but when the jazzy music started, what happens?
Well, they started walking toward him aggressively.
Does he pretend to be a TSA agent? Going up and down the inside of the leg?
Start the reverse frisk.
I tell you what, when I went to the freaking islands, that guy frisked me. I tell you what.
Did you like it?
If they did one of those things, like, hey, would you go over there to my boss and rate the service or whatever? I was going to say, dude, that guy gave me a full search. Like, there's clearly, I had no bomb on or anything on me.
Full cavity
search. Did you find anything that you needed to know medically?
He goosed me one time.
He's like, you might want to have this checked out, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember this throwback?
You son of a bitch.
I do. I love
what
that.
What the f*** is your problem? You want to sit here and say that I'm a damn f***ing Russian? You get in my face with that, I'll beat your damn ass, you son of a bitch. You piece of s***. You f***ing damn f***. Listen, Ed, you have f***ing crossed the line.
Wow.
Get that through your damn f***ing head. Stop pushing your shit. You're the people that have f***ed this country over and gang the shit out of it and lost an election. So stop shooting your mouth off claiming I'm the enemy. You got that, you damn son of a bitch? Fill your hand. I'm sorry, but I'm done. You start calling me a foreign agent. Those are f***ing fighting words. Excuse me.
That was actually Griff Reaper's boss when he complained to him.
That.
Yeah. When he went to HR, that was fire. The reaction he got. I thought that was from our last air check.
Wow.
You love tennis?
I do. I'm not any good at it anymore.
Do you love
it.
One where the person is losing and then something happens? I don't know the aces and the loves and all that stuff. Yeah. I don't know what
deuce.
That means. But there's nothing better than someone is just getting just beat.
Annihilated.
And then something happens.
And
it starts to turn.
Oh.
Here is I'm going to botch this name. Daria Gavrilova.
It's not a good first name.
After a nail-biting three-hour thriller.
Tournament? Wow.
One match.
They were rallying.
Three hours. It was a real nail-biter. She was taking on Australian Kristina Miljovic. I bet I said that one right.
But anyway, you nailed that.
They asked Daria after the match, where did that come from? Why was that not there at the beginning? And how did you do that? And here's what Daria said.
Because I know if I don't win this game, I'm done. So I just, I'm good from behind. Well. What?
Go there. Come here. Come back here. You're still young.
Well, hang on a second. Who the hell's the announcer?
Wow.
I don't know. It sounds like Navratilova.
This, I'm not going to go there because you're still young.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.